Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time. Hi, Vanetta. Public Opinion Tea Time is where we talk about what everybody is talking about or what is trending. And what is trending in the news is the indefinite suspension of Draymond Green. Draymond Green is a four-time NBA champion. However, I don't think he is showing anything like being a champion or any type of sportsmanlike behavior. He is constantly kicking people, hitting people, flailing his arms, claiming that he's just trying to draw, you know, a foul or whatever he's trying to do. He acts like a complete idiot.
He sounds like your preschool teacher. He's constantly, little Draymond is constantly hitting people, flailing his arms.
Like, hey, he did it again. He's like a complete child. He acts like a toddler. My toddler grandson does that. He hits at people for no apparent reason. You know, he'll be all happy and engaged in something. Next thing you know, he'll haul up and smack you in the face or kick you.
You better drop him before he becomes Draymond's junior.
Before he begins. But the latest news is that now he has started counseling and he's expected to be sidelined for at least the next 3 weeks. So I don't know if it's still indefinite.
It is still indefinite. No. But like I said, the punishment of suspending him is one thing. The way to get impact, I know he needs counseling. He should have always been having counseling, is financially.
Yeah.
Through your pocket makes a difference.
I agree. Sometimes that's the only thing that's going to help. The only thing that people understand or respond to is money. But I don't even think, though, he really cares about that. I think he's one of the kind of people who is just out of control.
You don't think he's thrill seeking?
Oh, no, I don't think he's thrill seeking. I think he cannot control himself. I think he has serious anger management issues that needed to be addressed a long time ago. I don't think he's trying to get attention. I don't believe that. If you're trying to get attention, you would do more things sort of like, what was the guy that used to dress up in the wedding dress and all that?
Detroit Piston. I know who you're talking about.
You know, that's trying to get attention. But
what he's doing
is acting out of anger. And I think he needs to have anger management. And he should have had that a long time ago.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. But where, like I said, in a post that I posted, I said, what job can you have for the most part, unless you're maybe a hockey player or whatever, but what job can you have where you just go to work and assault people constantly?
And then the only job is a boxer.
You know, but that's what I'm saying, unless you're a boxer. But
even a football player, it's not assault. You're playing a game.
Right.
Why would he
part of the game?
Right. But not to assault. To physical contact. He is hitting. He is punching.
That's what I'm saying. What he's doing is intentional. And it should have been addressed a long time ago. Yes, he's Draymond Green. Yes. On the Warriors. Yes, this and that. But so what? He should not continue to keep getting a pass. What kind of example is he setting for anybody?
No example. I think he wants to come off as intimidating. And that's not what he is. He's manic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he has no control of himself. But, you know, like I said, maybe he just needs to hit the wrong person one day and they just, you know, haul off and knock his behind out. And maybe he would stop. But this is just ridiculous. It has to stop. He cannot continue to just keep doing this. You know, he'll get mad, kick the guy in the groin. He, you know, put somebody in a headlock, knock somebody down, was actually stomping on him. I mean, that's just crazy. So I'm just like, you know what? I think he should be done personally. But if you want to give him another chance, this should be the last chance. I mean,
but it's always going to be another chance and another chance. Do you think the people he's been hit by want to give him another chance? Just be done with him.
Right. Or they're gonna meet him somewhere coming out of the locker room or something.
There you go. Because everybody got a cousin, Bobo.
Or somebody, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna go and practice some uppercuts or something. You know, they'd be like, are you trying to gain strength for, you know, more stamina playing basketball?
Yes. I'm about to play Draymond. I'm about to get with some stuff.
Okay, I'm about to get with him. But yeah, no, he's out of control. Somebody needs to really, really just really guide him if he wants to continue to stay in the league. And the league, if they want to maintain, you know, any sense of decency, they're going to have to do something too. They're going to have to step up and say, look, you know, this cannot go on, because they're going to tarnish their image.
Right. And he is fined every time this happens. So it, obviously the fines are not enough.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that money, normally I would say you hit people in the pocket.
But they're not hitting him. That's not the hit.
I don't think that's his problem. Like I said before, I think he has some deep rooted issues.
I do too. But I think if you took a year's salary from him, that is like an eye opener.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, it would be an eye opener. But I think what would be more of an eye opener is to address what the root cause is. And like I said before, I think that as goodies in counseling, but
this is not his first occasion to be in counseling.
His first counseling rodeo.
No,
it is not. But you know what? I hope he does sincerely get the help that he needs. But if not, he needs to be gone. And I don't mean traded to another team or anything mm-hmm. like that. I mean, gone.
Go to Europe.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, we love to hear what you have to say about it. If you enjoy listening to us talk about things, continue to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next time for another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.